This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The views, thoughts and opinions expressed are the host's own and do not represent the views, thoughts and opinions of Epilogue Media Private Limited. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes and or entertainment purposes only. Listener discretion advised.
Welcome to episode 80 of the Dread Indian Show and People in the United Kingdom. The Dark Ages for Beer Drinkers is here. So, the first news comes from the UK, and pubs in the UK are going to charge people more for a pint of beer during peak hours and weekends. Thank God I'm in India. So wait, what do you call them? Unhappy hours? So basically, a company in the UK that owns 4,000 pubs. Okay, wow. Firstly, I need to find out if the owner of this company has a single daughter, because imagine coming to all of that. I mean, both ways, if you get what I'm saying. I mean, the pubs and her. So these guys are using this surge pricing for beer, and only beer, in 800 of their pubs. But that's so stupid. I mean, this surge pricing is used in Uber, I know, during peak traffic hours. But why do this with something that is sold at the counter or has a fixed price? I mean, to be honest, this is already done with movie tickets. As you know, weekend shows are expensive. Weekdays, I think they allow people for free. I don't know, you can go and try that out. And the same is for airlines and even buffet prices. At least in Mumbai, the buffet costs more on the weekend. And suddenly I've just gotten hungry. But why do this with beer? The one thing people drink to forget their sorrow and get rid of their kidney stones. And now they'll have to be sad as well while drinking that. And you know, I don't know, I'm just thinking that what if looking at this, even restaurants, try and jack up their prices on the weekends and peak hours? And what if other businesses also follow suit, like grocery places and malls? Like imagine, what if your iPhone costs more on the weekend than it would had you bought it on the weekday? And also your sneakers. How would life go on like that? So if that becomes a reality, do we just like buy everything and live our entire life only on the weekdays? You know, this kind of got me thinking, like, what if in a dystopian future where everything is, you know, really expensive as fuck on the weekends, over a period of time, these guys, they get really greedy and they make everything like expensive. Like, imagine the beer on weekdays cost, $5, but on the weekends it costs like $100. And not only the beer, everything else. So I'm talking about this is like an extremity that can ever happen in a dystopian future. And if this becomes a reality, people just don't step out on the weekends outside their house. So like 2 days, they're entirely at home. All activity on earth just, you know, comes to a standstill. And even at home, people go into hibernation and conserve electricity, because even on the weekends, the prices of electricity is quite high. So people just go to sleep like bears and wake up after the weekend is over. And in that way, this actually turns out very well for the planet Earth. But the way I'm talking, looks like I've had 6 pints of beers. But you know, going back to these people, if these guys want to play rough, then we should also employ the same tactics for jobs as well. I mean, as normal humans and as citizens. So if this becomes a thing, like I said, if every business starts charging extra on the weekends and during peak hours, we as humans and as employees, If we are at a particular job and if the job gets stressful, then we should tell them, okay, now since the job is stressful and it's tough, I need to get paid extra for this day. And what will happen is the boss will just fire you after that and hire somebody else, because nobody wants to take your bullshit. But it's always worth a try. If it works out great, you can be the first person to be part of the rebellion. If not, then better start finding a new job. But I also think the best way to teach these greedy farts a lesson is by not going to these pubs on the weekend. These particular 800 pubs, if somebody can form an Excel sheet of them and people can avoid them, I think that should kind of, you know, make them realize that people are not ready to pay extra for beer when it's costing like the same amount as it was costing on a Friday or a Thursday in the other pubs. But what if the ambience of this bar is really good, or the food is really tasty and you really want to go? What do you do? So in that case, you know, I guess you got to just start acting like when you were back in college. Start sneaking in alcohol through various equipments. Like I came across something new, which is called, it's a flask. Actually, there are two things. One is there was a mobile phone cover, which is kind of thick. And it has an extension at the side or at the back wherein you can store alcohol. There's a flask attached to that particular phone cover. And there's another one where there's a flask which actually looks like an iPhone, and it's called the Smartphone Stealth Flask. And you guys can go and check it out on YouTube. It looks just like an iPhone. The bouncer will be like, oh wow, nice phone, the iPhone 15, nice. But yeah, you can store like good amount of rum. Obviously you can't store beer, but yeah, you can store other spirits in that, and in good spirit you can have a good time in that that bar. But this actually reminds me of one of my friends who we went for a Christmas party to a bar, and this guy had bought beers from home, and we were drinking that while traveling over there. And he took his bag inside, and the guys didn't check his bag because they know me. And this guy takes his beer glass and goes in the loo, inside the toilet. And somebody was keeping an eye on him because he went with his bag, and I think he went in very sneakily. And he goes in, his glass is almost empty, and he comes out with a full glass from the toilet. So obviously, the bar guys were like, what a fucktard, like, did you just pee in your glass and come out and you're going to drink your piss? No. So then they checked his bag and they found a proper, you know, can of Kingfisher beer in that. And then he was being escorted out, and then I had to come and tell the guy, no, he's drunk, it's okay. So yeah, post that, I just don't allow that friend to get a bag in the bar. If he's listening to the podcast, he knows it, and yeah, he doesn't like going to that place. But yeah, but talking about people who don't like going to places, I think this next person doesn't want to go to Turkey, but there's no other option because he's finally caught. And I'm talking about this crypto CEO who has been sentenced to not 50, not 60, not 70, but 11,196 human years in prison after stealing $2 billion of customer funds. What is 11,196 years? Like, who lives for so long? I don't know even whether the Nordic gods like Thor and Odin and all these people also, whether there's any evidence of these guys living that much. Like, what is the point of sentencing someone for 11,000 plus years? He's hardly going to live up to what, 80? Like, doesn't the judge also just think, like, it's stupid? I mean, it sounds like a joke, right? Like, the judge says, okay, XYZ person is sentenced to 11,000 years. And then suddenly, like, I'm just kidding, you're just sentenced to, like, 60 years. But you're going to die in jail. Yeah, that's 11,000 is, what is 11,000? I mean, it looks like he's going to be in prison till the next ice age. So, this happened in Turkey, and the average lifespan of checking in Turkey is 76 years. Then in that case, why sentence the guy for 11,120 extra years? It's so silly. Unless he's a vampire or a werewolf or Wolverine from Marvel. You know, these guys are known to live for like thousands of years or a millennia or whatever it is. If he's not any of these, then why sentence him for such a long period? Even the longest living animal in the world can't be sentenced for that much time. And I'm not talking about Vladimir Putin. I'm talking about the Greenland shark, who is known to live for 400 years. 400 years. What does someone do with the remaining 10,696 years left? I hope my calculation is right. But no, it's not 696. 10,796 years. What do you do with the remaining years? It's such a long time. And what if he dies? I'm not what if he dies. Obviously, he will die before the sentence is over. Does he continue it in his next life? That would be really weird, right? Like, imagine, I'm not smoked up, okay? So, just imagine if someone has died and, you know, while serving a sentence of 300 years. Because generally in the States, you have these sentences, XYZ sentence for 200 years, 400 years. See, at least that sounds normal. Firstly, I used to think that that's really weird and funny. But now this 300, 400 sounds normal to me, and this 11,000 seems like a big joke. So yeah, going back to that thing, imagine if somebody has died while serving a sentence of 300 years. Then, you know, later again, that person is reborn and suddenly remembers, oh shit, I actually had murdered somebody and, you know, I was in jail. And then he goes to the police and surrenders himself and continues to serve his remaining 200 and whatever years left. See, that would be really stupid. And again, I'm not smoked up. I just thought about this just for fun. Just like the dystopian future that I thought about before, which would save the planet, but it's never going to happen. So this guy, his name is Farooq Fatih Uzair, And he has received the longest prison sentence in human history, as I was saying, 11,196 years. And this Uzair guy was in charge of Thodex, which was Turkey's biggest cryptocurrency exchanges. And this company collapsed in 2021. And this Uzair guy, he left Turkey. And along with that, he took this $2 billion as well from the customers. And nearly 400,000 customers couldn't access their account when the company crashed, or when the website crashed or shut down. And authorities began to search this chap. And when this chap was finally caught, he tells the police that I actually shut down the website because we were kind of investigating a cyber attack. And when they asked him, why did you leave the country? He's like, no, I had gone out to have some meetings and I was going to come back in a few days. They caught him in 2022. So yeah, obviously this guy was lying. And now he's behind bars for 11,196 years. And actually, that's another thing. His exact sentence is 11,196 years, 10 months and 15 days. Who is even counting this? 11,000 years is just too much for somebody to be in jail. But that's what happens in Turkey. So if anybody has a cryptocurrency website over there, please just, maintain it well and don't just shut it down and leave the country. Otherwise, be ready to spend like thousands of years in jail. But moving from one jail news to another, this is actually stupid. So this rapper was arrested on a murder charge after allegedly writing a song about his crime. So this guy, his name is Kenjuan McDaniel, and his rapper name is The Biggest Fin 4800. Okay, that's fine. And he was taken into custody at the end of August. So investigators have had him on suspicion of an open murder with a deadly weapon for a murder that happened in 2021. So what happened is, in July, this detective, he came across this music video, and detectives noticed that this music video had a sufficient level of similarity to the crime that happened in 2021. And the song's name is Fade Free, and it talks about the murder. The lyrics actually say, "I be the reason why he's dead. We still taunt him when he die. Not the reason he is dead, so celebrate the reason why his mama cry." I mean, I understand you want to sound gangster, but you just gave the cops evidence to catch you. And I'm not advocating committing any crime, like forget murder, any simple crime, or doing anything bad. But if I were to do anything which I didn't want to be caught for, I wouldn't go about talking about that stuff openly in a music video, or in my case, in a stand-up set. Like, imagine if I kind of have a habit of shoplifting and I have shoplifted a nice jacket from H&M. I'm not going to go and make a stand-up set and tell people, oh, so I did this thing in H&M and blah, blah, blah. Because the next day, cops are going to be at my door. I mean, if you commit a crime and you're not caught, don't go making a song and a music video about it. That's so silly. You might as well go and tell the cops, hey, I just, did this and you can just put me behind bars. And then after that, maybe when you're inside the jail, you can shoot a nice music video because you get that nice thug feel. And to make a rap music video about it, so this rap music video also had a lot of evidence which was very similar to the crime. That's how the detectives were able to catch them. But yes, so these detectives, they found out that a lot of things that happened in the music video was actually very similar to what happened in the murder in 2021. And to make a rap music video, I mean, that just makes things worse. You are part of a music genre that is infamous for shootouts. Most of the rappers, I mean, a lot of rappers have died because of being shot. Tupac, Notorious B.I.G., XXXTentacion, and the list just Nipsey Hussle. So, yeah, you can't just go about making a music video when the genre is known for people and the musicians being shot. See, had you been a jazz singer and you sang about murdering someone, like, "I left my gun in San Francisco," no one would think you killed someone in San Francisco. But if your rap song says, "I be the reason why he's dead," then you're going to be dead right now.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EP Log Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.